We're back here in studio with Corey Hollowell from Scandia talking about her opening day buck this year, and thanks for giving us a little more time.
Oh, most definitely.
Can't wait for you to share the rest of this story. So let's just start with opening morning, and we'll get to the point where, I guess, first of all, what time of day did you shoot this buck?
It was, I think, 8:30.
So right in the morning then?
Oh, yeah. I was only out there for an hour when it happened.
All right. So tell us how it all went down. What time you got up and what it was like getting out in the woods and what it felt like on opening day.
I got up at 6:30. It was kind of sad because I wanted to get out there a little earlier than that. But I took a little longer getting ready. So I got out there a little later. The sun was starting to brighten up everything, which was kind of nice because then you know where you're walking. You can see the ground. You're not tripping on anything. Get out there and get closer to the blind. I start to walk a little slower because you want to hear if anything's already sitting out there. And got up there. There was nothing there, but you could see there was tracks, fresher morning tracks out there because all the snow that had come down. And quietly got into my blind and rustled around a bit trying to get comfy because you don't want to make any noise very often, And got set up, got my coffee poured because I don't want to be listening to that thermos squeak as you open it. Got the gun set up in the window, made sure I could see right where my bait pile was. I got a pumpkin sitting out there, so it's the perfect way to be able to view. I'm going to get the shot if I need it. And, just got set up, got quiet, and I've got actually the ear covers that I use have sound emphasizing, so you can hear stuff walking around.
So you actually had a headset on that amplifies the sound, but yet protects your ears.
Yeah. Yep. When it gets to a certain decimal, it cuts the sound out from you so you don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, those are great. Well, I use those when I shoot skeet or sporting clays or things like that. So
yep.
That's great. So you actually had a little bit of an advantage as far as hearing better because of those.
Yep, most definitely. And at the same time, it kind of sets you off because even just moving your arm forward to grab something, you think you think it's a band going off, and really it's not that loud. But as far as hearing noises, little twigs and stuff cracking out in the woods as you sit there, you can hear that a lot better.
So let's talk about how long you were there before you saw a deer, and what was the first deer you saw?
It was maybe 30 minutes, and I was really surprised because it was a buck. I've never had a deer come out in the morning of opening day in my blind, and I've been hunting there for 5 years. And first deer to walk out was a spike horn, I'd say maybe 5-6 inches spike, and he was a nice sized deer for being a little spike horn, but my heart raced because I couldn't believe that there was a buck out there on opening day.
But you decided not to shoot it.
No. Let him grow. I was going to let him go, And I have trail cams out that I check daily, and so I knew there were bigger bucks out there and no reason to take a little guy.
All right, so how many bucks did you have potentially on your property at that time?
I think there was 5. A little baby spike, that bigger spike, and then 2 6-points and a 5-point out there that I had seen.
Okay, so let's get back to the story. So you let the spike go. Did he leave before another deer came in, or tell me how it went from there?
Oh, no, he hung out. He wasn't going anywhere. I couldn't believe it. And no amount of movement I made or anything spooked him at all. 2 does actually walked in behind him. One jumped out, and I thought it was a buck the way it came out of the woods really fast, and my heart jumped. But, yeah, he stayed there the entire time. Didn't leave the bait pile. The does came and went, kind of, but he stayed there until the buck I found came in.
So tell me about the buck you found. How did he come in?
The 2 does walked out, and the spike was hanging out, eating, and then he, kept watching in the woods, and he took, 10 steps into the tree line where I could almost not see him, and he walked back out, and I was like, okay, it's just him coming back in, and then my buck walked in right behind him, and I couldn't take the shot for a while because they were standing, their heads facing opposite directions, but one right in front of the other, so I didn't have a clear shot for quite some time.
So let's talk about what happened at the point where you decided, now's the time, I'm going to pull the trigger.
He decided to walk, and he for the most part didn't stand broadside to me for the most of the time that he was away from the spike horn. But when he finally did, he was getting ready to walk out, and once he got clear to the other buck where I could see nothing was behind him, he was almost into the grass line getting off the trail that I shoot on, and I said, not today. I was like, you're not walking out this time. I was like, I'm getting my opening day buck, and I took a neck shot, and there it was. I was like, I'm taking you. I'm sorry, buddy.
So how far did he go once you shot him?
He didn't move.
He dropped right there.
He dropped right there. Every deer I've taken with my rifle, they've laid right down.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice shot. So tell us what it was. How big was it?
It was a 5-point. Yep. He was, I'd say, 140-ish pounds dressed. It was quite the feat. And I drug him, hung him, and gutted him, and took care of it all by myself.
You did?
Yeah. No one was home. It was a Thursday morning. My husband was at work. My roommate was at work. And so it was just me all by myself, and
damn,
so I did it.
You gutted him, drug him, and hung him up all by... I am woman, hear me roar. Look at you. I mean, you're not like a big girl either. I mean, that's badass.
Yeah, I do it in remembrance of my grandpa, and even fishing as a kid. He said, if you're going to fish, you're going to bait your own hook, you're going to take your own fish off of it. I'm not doing it for you. If you want to do it, you do it. And this year was it. I got to do it all by myself because there was no one there to watch me, tell me how to do it or nothing. It was my turn to just do it all by myself, all alone. And actually, it was the fastest it's ever happened for cleaning up a deer. It was kind of funny.
Wow. So how many bucks have you taken in your life?
5.
So this is your 5th buck.
Yep.
Your biggest one or?
No. Last year I had a 6-point that was beautiful.
Oh, awesome.
It was epic.
Well, Corey, thank you so much for sharing the story with us here on The Outdoor Show. I really appreciate you coming in from Scandia.
No, thank you for having me. I want to encourage as many people to get out there hunting as I can. It's a great sport, and just sitting out there, sitting in the woods, watching nature go by, it seems like there's no point in it, but it's beautiful. It's nice.
Corey Hollowell from Scandia giving us her opening day buck story right here on The Outdoor Show.